Valley Pest Control. Am I direct to call?
Hi, is Robin in?
No, she's not. Can I take a message?
Yeah, sure. Maybe you can help me out. My name's Nico. I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff. Just trying to touch base here with Robin. Is there anybody else that kind of helps out with the finances of the business, or is that kind of Robin's deal?
Well, it just kind of depends. I might be able to help you. I'm one of the other owners. So, what are you guys talking about here?
Well, my name's Nico, like I said, and I'm just trying to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer we mailed out to you guys a couple weeks ago. We have you pre-approved with us for some working capital and equipment financing. So I was just kind of circling back, seeing if you guys had anything coming up towards the end of the year here where we, you know, might be able to help you out.
What kind of terms is it? Is it something like a daily deduction, or is it a monthly payment, or what kind of terms is the pre-approval loan for?
Well, it depends. So like I said, we got the two programs. We have our equipment financing program, which is kind of like a, you know, typical traditional loan. Think of it as kind of like your car loan, 2 to 5 year terms, monthly payments, and then the rates kind of start in the mid single digits. For the working capital loan, it's a little bit different because it's a fairly newer program. For us, the terms can range anywhere from, let's say, six to maybe even out to 24 months. And sometimes even a little bit longer, maybe 36, depending on, you know, what you guys are looking to do, if you're looking for something in particular. But it's an unsecured cash loan that we can get to the business. You guys can use the money for whatever purposes.
Okay. Yeah, because we just bought a new truck, so.
How recent?
Like 3 weeks ago.
Well, with us, since it's within 1 month, we might be able to, you know, get you guys with us for that refinance program that we have, actually, if you guys are looking to, you know, finance that. Or did you purchase it outright?
No, we financed it.
You financed it? Okay. What type of terms did you guys get on it?
I got, I think it was 4.9%,
mm-hmm.
72 months.
72 months. How much did the truck cost you?
$23,000.
And you got it for 72 months. So what are those monthly payments looking like?
You know, I can't even remember. I haven't even gotten my first payment yet.
not a problem, but I mean, would it be something that you might be interested in? If maybe we can help you out, because we can put the money back right into your account to see if, you know, you can just have the cash on hand rather than, you know, wasting a almost 5% loan right there.
Yeah, I guess it would just depend on you know, we're trying to expand one of our offices and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Before we got the other truck and stuff. We do have a program that where we've done kind of like what you're talking about through OnDeck, and so we did.
Right. Yeah. We actually work closely with OnDeck. We have a lot of customers that come from them that kind of go to us as well. So we have a working relationship with them.
Yeah, that's kind of what we did. Is we just did a loan through OnDeck, and then we got the truck, and then we're trying to expand a little bit. So we kind of just did everything, you know, with OnDeck, you know, it's a daily deduction. And before that, I was trying to get something that wasn't a daily deduction, that was more of a monthly term type thing.
Right. And is that, you know, kind of like the program that they gave to you? Did they give you any other options?
Well, yeah, no, this is the second time I've gone through OnDeck, and of course, you know, I was able to get a bigger loan, but it's still a daily deduction, and my whole goal was trying to increase our business credit down the road and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we could have a longer-term loan that's a monthly
right.
payment that, you know,
right.
that's our ultimate goal is what we're working towards.
Right. How much did you guys take out from OnDeck?
$50,000.
So they got you down for a $50,000 loan, and then you're paying daily amounts on that?
Right.
Okay. How much are those daily amounts? Because maybe we can help you out here and kind of get you.
$175.
Have you guys? So this was recent then?
Yeah.
This $50,000 was recent along with that new purchase of the truck, the financing of the truck.
See, the truck I actually did through my personal credit.
You put that through personal credit?
Yeah.
Was this kind of like a strategic move on your part, you know, not wanting to put anything else on the business credit?
That's what I was trying to do, because I'm trying to build that into the business credit, and So I put that on the personal credit, and then the business loan comes through the loan came through the business.
Right. Well, you know, we might be able to help you out if you guys are probably looking to maybe get rid of that daily payment and maybe looking for a larger amount. Just quick couple of questions. How much did you guys do in sales for last year? Like total gross annual sales?
I think it was like 265.
265. Okay, so you're also looking just to maybe pay off that on-deck loan?
If I could pay off the on-deck loan and pay off my truck and have just like a flat monthly rate on a longer term was my ultimate goal.
Right, okay. I mean, maybe that's something that we can actually probably help you out with if that's something of interest. Like, seems like you kind of want to get rid of these things, maybe lower the payments in its entirety.
Because my original thing was is if I could get like a 3-year term on a monthly payment or, you know, and my original thing was is I wanted a 3-year term on $75,000 loan so I could have gotten the truck and expand my business. But they gave me $50,000 and I've got the daily payment. So it's like, okay, well, that's not really
Yeah, I mean, they kind of just, you know, threw something at you and you might have just taken it because it was the best thing out there, right?
Well, that at the time, and they didn't offer a 3-year term for me.
Well, so they offered just the, okay, so you have 72 months just on the truck, but what was the term for the $50,000 loan?
18 months.
18 months, okay, so just a year and a half,
Yeah.
Now, did they give you, like, a fixed payback, or was it, do they have, like, what type of terms were you working with in terms of, like, how much you're going to be owing them back?
I'm trying to remember what the total was. I think it's 62 I'm going to total pay.
62, okay.
62 or 66, I can't remember, yeah.
Okay, well, you know, I'm pretty sure we can probably help you out here in this type of situation, see what programs we can get you qualified for. If you're looking to pay off those loans and maybe switch that finance for the truck and put that on the business credit so it's not on your personal credit, because I know that's a big chunk of change right there, $23,000 for a truck. Especially if you're paying that off with
yeah, and that yeah, and you got to add tax and license. So I think
exactly
like 25 or something.
Okay, so around 25. All right. So here's what I can do. Our process is very simple. It's just a one-page application, and then all I'm going to need is 6 months of your most recent bank statements and last year's tax return. And then what happens is you get that all into me. I kind of send that over to our underwriting department. They work out some numbers. They hash it out. They see what they can get you, you know, qualified for. And then see when they get back to me, I can get back to you and let you know like what we can do to help you out with this. Because if you're trying to pay off these loans quicker than you know, later, I'm sure that might be of interest for you.
Yeah, 6 months of bank statements and last year's taxes, that's quite a detail for me right now because I'm shorthanded. Isn't there a way that you guys can just like pre-run, do a preliminary credit check on the business or something or my information and then see if it's even possible before I go digging all that stuff out?
I think there is for us. It would just be probably just the application and kind of get you started with that. So you would just fill out the one-page application and then just send it back over to me, see how we can work it out. Since it is two different loans, it would be an equipment finance loan and the working capital application. So, I mean, two applications, the equipment finance and working capital, excuse me. So
I couldn't just do like what I was saying is like
a... Like get them all in one loan.
One loan, pay off the truck and pay off on deck and then just have the one payment to you guys.
That could work too, which and you would probably just go through the working capital loan since it is just the unsecured cash loan, so you just, you know, pay off everything with that one chunk of change that would get you since it is just a lump sum.
Right.
Okay, so yeah, then probably if you would just fill out the working capital application, that might be the best way to get you the results that you're, you know, kind of looking for and see how we might be able to help you out here.
Okay, yeah, because like I said, I really don't want to go through digging out 6 months worth of that and digging out the taxes if it's not something that, you know, your company thinks you're going to even be able to do.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that's totally understandable, of course. But it is like the, like I said, just like a preliminary check to see like what we can do for you. I can't get you definitive numbers though, in terms of like how much total we can get you, see what we can get you for qualified for the most until I get those other documents. So here's what, I don't want to push this all on you at once right now. You do have the weekend coming up right now. If you wanted to look over everything, kind of pull stuff out over the weekend and maybe get back to me on Monday, would that possibly work better?
Well, you're not understanding. We're shorthanded. I'm working 6 days a week right now.
Oh wow, really? You're really that busy?
I'm working and spraying in the field in the mornings, catching up on the phones in the afternoons. Yeah, so that when I say it's an effort to do that right now, that's why I would just want to see if it's something that we would even pre-qualify for any amount.
Okay. So let me take note real quick. So you would be looking for the total amount right now would probably be the 50,000 to pay off on deck plus
Whatever their terms are for the quick payoff or whatever, whatever the
Right.
interest is up to date, yeah.
Right, and then plus probably the other 25,000 for the truck. So you're looking around 75,000 total that you would like, maybe pushing 80, just to see if, kind of as a safety net and cover those extra costs, interest costs, things like that. So here's what I can do. Let me ask one of my senior reps right here real quick a quick question in regards to maybe just getting in the application, seeing if that's the easiest way. It'll just take me one quick second and then I will come right back to you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hold on one second. Okay, you still there? Okay, so yeah, so I just talked to one of my senior members, and what we can do right now to kind of get the ball rolling, see what we can get you started here with, is if you just fill out the one page working capital application and send it in our way, we'll do that credit check and kind of start the process here and see what we can work with.
Okay, all righty. So you want me to give you an email address or?
Yes, the email would probably be the best way to send it over your way.
Okay, it's A hyphen, A dash L E A V E pest control at ATT.net. So it's our business name, Elite Pest Control at ATT.net.
ATT.net. And I don't think I caught your name in the beginning of our conversation. I
Oh,
think we kind of just jumped right into everything.
my name's Linda.
Linda, okay, Linda, it's very nice meeting you. And I'm going to shoot you over that application. And then I'll also have like my contact information if you want to, give me a phone call if you have any other questions. See how we might be able to work something out kind of towards next week after we run everything for you here. And when you get all that information into me. And then, like I said, it's going to be the beginning of the process here. We're going to see what we can get you, working with and then kind of follow up with those other documents to get you legitimate,
Yeah,
like
like I said,
full amount.
I don't want to go through all this and then, you know, you guys say, oh, well, you know, the most I could do is, you know, $30,000, which does me absolutely no good.
Of course. No, I totally understand. But like, we'll just get the process started so that we can see how we can help you out here, because I'm sure that you want to, you know, get rid of these loans so that they're not sitting on the books.
Yeah, I you know, like I said, I want to condense things down was my original goal. So, and when you're super busy and shorthanded, sometimes... You know?
Of course, of course. I totally understand that. I've been in that type of situation before myself, so I feel it. Okay, so I will shoot you over that email, and you know, if anything comes up in the meantime, just feel free to give me a call. Fill everything out, make sure it's signed and everything. Are you the 100% owner, or are you part owner?
We're both 50%.
Okay, so I would need the both of your signatures. So I would need Robin's and yours as well.
Uh-huh.
And then you just send that application my way, and I can see what we can, you know, get started for you.
Okay, my line's going. I got to go.
All right, not a problem. All right, Linda, you take care, and then hopefully I'll hear from you soon.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.